Guest analyst this afternoon is Brian Strawman of Progressive Ag Marketing. And Brian, these markets, for the first time probably in a while, are going to close all in the green in the grain markets.
Yeah, pretty decent day across the board, Megan. And you look at the corn market again, having an upside key reversal on Monday and some follow-through buying and short covering coming into that market today. You know, the funds did hold a record short position in that market, and they might be lightening up on that position. Slow planting progress certainly supporting the market as well, and it's the third slowest start since 1987. And the weather forecast finally coming in and playing putting some news back in the market again with some rain coming this weekend and again in that extended time frame. So that's supportive to the corn. Beans having a decent day too, up 28 to 30 cents. There was a fresh sale of an old crop sale, I think, of 180,000 metric tons this morning to an unknown destination. And planting progress there has been slow as well, and that's supporting the soybeans today. The wheat complex seen some short covering after making new contract lows on Monday. A slower start, and the planting progress still remains well behind for spring wheat. The winter wheat conditions remained unchanged in that good tax lent category.
So, Brian, how long do we expect these market, upward trend to hold, or what's the story there?
Well, I think when you look at the corn market, technically we saw that upside reversal on Monday and a nice follow through trade today. We'll see if that market can continue with that. And the slow planting progress and the rain in the forecast offering some additional support. Soybeans, a nice move today. Again, we did have a gap in the charts, and we were able to go up and fill that this morning. We did back off after that gap was filled. But we'll see how that market trades in the coming days. And then, again, certainly monitoring news out of the Chinese negotiations.
What about the livestock markets? Opened up pretty strong, but again, closing in the red here.
You know, we had a nice move this morning in the live cattle, feeder cattle, but that lower cash market the past 3 weeks, expectations are that the cash market will be softer again this week, and the choice product was down 54 cents this morning. Created some selling interest in the midday time frame and carried over into the afternoon. The feeders, we were firm early, but selling interest again came back into that market. The upside reversal in the corn market maybe having the creating a little nervousness in the feeder cattle market, especially with those feed costs if they do continue to tweak up. A pretty good day in the lean hogs, and we actually had expanded limits today with a limit down move yesterday. That market was oversold. We saw some short covering coming into that, some buying interest coming in, and then talked that the trade issues with China may not drag on as long as what was thought was kind of the talk this morning, and that supported the lean hogs.
Again, we've been visiting with Brian Strawman of Progressive Ag Marketing, right here on the Red River Farm Network.